Good morning. Welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church prayer call. I'm Reverend Erica Geralds, and I'm honored to lead you into this time of prayer. From our devotional, we are reading Immeasurably More by Mark Mitchell, comes a word from the Lord. The word is, don't let go. Our scripture reading this morning is Genesis 32, verses 9 through 32. And I will read for your hearing Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 through 26. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Saints of God, the reality is we live in a world where there are natural disasters, political catastrophes, economic hardships, accidents, illnesses, deaths, and widespread wickedness. No one can be a part of such a world without times of suffering. Likewise, the believer is not sheltered from adverse situations and circumstances in life. Suffering is a part of life. In life, we all have struggles. Regardless of who we are in this life, we will have struggles. In other words, we all have issues in our lives that we wrestle with each and every day. Yes, beloved, life is full of struggles. However, today we want to talk about being blessed in the midst of our struggles. In our text this morning, we find a man named Jacob. Jacob, the son of Isaac and Rebekah. Jacob, the brother of Esau. Jacob, the father of 11 sons and one daughter. Jacob, his name translated liar, cheater, trickster, and schemer. He tricked his way through life. He tricked his brother out of his birthright. He tricked his uncle Laban out of a wealth of cattle. Somehow, he always managed to escape and really not pay the consequences for his actions. Do you know anybody like that? Jacob struggled all throughout his life. The reason Jacob struggled so much is that God had a purpose for his life. For Jacob was the third link in God's plan to start a nation from Abraham. However, Jacob, being like so many of us this morning, even though God has a divine plan for his life, Jacob wanted to live independent of that purpose and live the way he wanted to. And like many of us, when faced with a struggle in life, he relied on his own resources rather than going to God for help. Nevertheless, we can be blessed in the midst of our struggles if we do what Jacob did in our text. The first thing we learn from Jacob is that he got real with God. Jacob was used to getting by, but the time had come 20 years later, and he was about to meet his brother Esau for the first time in 20 years. He had to go back to the promised land, and Esau was in the promised land where he had to go. And Jacob was struggling with fear. For the last time he saw his brother, he was mad and he threatened to kill him. So Jacob got real with God. He was struggling with the fear for his life by his brother. Therefore, he prayed in verse 11 through 12, "Oh Lord, please rescue me from my brother Esau. I'm afraid that he's coming to kill me along with my wives and children. However, you promised to treat me kindly and to multiply my descendants until they become as numerous as the sands along the seashore, too many to count." When we are struggling, we need to get real with God. If you're struggling with problems at school, problems on your job, problems in your home, problems at church, we need to get real with God and tell God, "You said you would never leave me nor forsake me, that you would be with me always, even until the end of this age." Saints of God, we need to get real with God, and we could be blessed in the midst of our struggles. First, let us get real with God. Second, we see that Jacob got rid of everything and everybody and was left alone. Jacob arose that night, took all of his family and possessions, sent them and what he had over to the other side of the brook. Then Jacob was left alone. In the midst of our struggles, there are some things we need to get rid of so that we can get quiet. Spend time with God and pray. God arranged that Jacob should be alone and that he should spend time with God. Sometimes it's not until we are struggling or our backs are against the wall that we want to spend time with God. God will arrange a time of struggle for us to spend time with God. I know some of us may act like we've always been holy, that we've always been saved, always had it together. Church, we need to get real today. The problems and struggles so many of us are facing today, we need to steal away from the mess, go into that secret closet, and get real with God and pray, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, oh, where shall I go? First, let us get real with God. Second, let us get rid of everything to get along with God and pray. And third, let us refuse to let go of God until God blesses us. That night, Jacob wrestled with an unidentified man. Maybe Jacob was wrestling with himself. Maybe Jacob was wrestling with God. God was wrestling with Jacob because God sees more in Jacob than Jacob sees in himself. God sees more than that surface scheming, lying, and deceitfulness. God knows if he ever get himself together and allow God to do the work within him that he needs to do, then God can take him to the place where God wants to take him. Jacob wrestled all night long. He was in an impossible situation. He received a physical blow to the thigh or to the hip. The result of this action is that Jacob's leg is put out of joint. But still, we see that Jacob refused to let go. Jacob said, I will not let go until you bless me. God will bless us in the midst of our suffering. It may take some struggling, but we will get the blessing. It may take some difficulty, but we will get the blessing. He refused to let go until he received a blessing. And he held on and would not let him go until he got what he was praying for. God replied by giving Jacob a new name. Then the man said, your name would no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. Gently but firmly, the Holy Spirit reminds us that even in the midst of our struggles, we are being blessed. Let us pray. Almighty God, the Bible tells us to use prayer to go before God with any of our concerns, great or small. Cast all of your cares upon God, for God cares for us. Be anxious for nothing, saints of God, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. We come to you, O God, this morning in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry all or everything to God in prayer. Like Jacob, all of us face many challenges in this world. Your word reminds us in John 16, verses 33, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I realize we have struggles. Weeping may endure for a night, but saints of God, joy does come in the morning. Jacob called the place Peniel, which means face of God. Jacob saw God face to face. I don't know about you, but I want to see God face to face. And when that day comes, we will have a new name and a new way of walking. Yes, church, we will sing that new song. If anybody asks you just who I am, just tell them I am redeemed, bought with a price. My whole life has changed. I am a new creature. I am a child of God. Hallelujah. Do you have struggles this morning? Is there trouble anywhere? Then I like to recommend that you don't let go. Hold on to God. I will not let go until you bless me. I want us to get real this morning. We don't have to pretend this morning and admit that we aren't struggling. There's nothing too hard for God. Trust God with everything. Trust God with your life. Hold on to God's unchanging hands. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hands. Beloved, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will wrestle with God for your breakthrough and blessings like Jacob wrestled. I pray that God transform you and give you a new name and a new nature. I pray that you fight a good fight of faith. When you've done all and you think you can do, remember Jacob in the midst of your suffering. First, let's get real with God. Second, let's get rid of everything and everybody to get along and spend time with God. Third, let us refuse to let go of God until God blesses us. I pray that you shall not give up before the fight is finished, or the vision is accomplished, or the promise manifested. I pray that your battle scar after the fight shall be a testimony that you are an overcomer, a victorious warrior, and a soldier for Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us. I pray you will have a blessed and prosperous day. We look forward to having you join us on this Sunday for worship, either in person or on our website at www.rayofhope.org or on Facebook Live or YouTube at 10 o'clock a.m. You may also join us here next Wednesday for prayer. Have a blessed day.